This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. If you've read and studied Acts 10, as we have in recent visits, you no doubt noticed that nothing would have happened if God didn't make it happen. God organized the preparation of both key players in this drama, Peter and Cornelius. He also organized their first meeting. As Peter and Cornelius did what they had been prepared to do, and the meeting actually took place, it was God who took the initiative by blessing Peter's address and then responded to the faith of Cornelius, his family and friends. They had an encounter with the living God that was so similar to what happened at Pentecost that Peter and those with him were astonished. The gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles. Peter asked, "Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." He ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. After that, these new converts asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. What a miracle of God's grace! We must always remember, only God can make encounters like this happen. He will only do it, however, if we engage in prayer, even imperfect prayer. Also, we must make ourselves available for God to work in and through us. What God asks us to do might not be understood by others. We might be hesitant to do it because it's never been done before. But when we make ourselves available to God on His terms, great things happen. If you want an encounter with God, then follow the example of Peter and Cornelius, described in this chapter of the New Testament, the book of Acts, chapter 10.